Yo, you with Jerry Rogers, owner of JH and Lions Trucking out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You are now listening to Trucking Hustle.
What's up, y'all? This is Rommel Watley, and welcome to Trucking Hustle, the podcast for trucking entrepreneurs. If you want to learn about the trucking industry from the business side of things, you're in the right place. Every week, I interview the people who are making it happen on a daily basis. I get them to share their successes, their failures, and sometimes even their secrets. The goal is to show you how you too can create financial freedom in the booming trucking industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I may be making 20% more than
20% more. Just by going direct.
Direct.
Everything else is the same, but just because you cut her out, you make
20% more.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I get to put my rate on it. I talked to an old friend. He was like, man, don't be scared to tell them your rate. They love to pay it.
Turn my mic up. Take there. Yeah. On the road to the riches. Life takes a toll like bridges. Good friends become foes and snitches. Better watch who knows in your business.
All right, Hustle fam. We are back with another amazing episode. And all my dump truck enthusiasts, this one is for you. I'm here with the man himself, Jerry from JH Alliance. He's the GOAT out here in the Milwaukee area with the dump trucks, and he's here today with Truck and Hustle, man. Jerry, happy to have you here, man. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure, man. Happy you guys came this way and took a look at what we got going on out here.
No doubt. I've been, you know, trying to enjoy, take Milwaukee in a little bit, hoping to get some dinner and some food in a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? You got to check out the, what spot you said, Carson's Rib. So I don't eat ribs, but we going to Carson's Ribs to get some seafood after this. You know what I'm saying? But all right, let's get into the business, man. So you're in the dump truck game. You've been in what, 10 years now?
10 years, yeah.
10 years in the dump truck game. Seven trucks. How much you got?
We got six at the
six
moment.
Trucks. So you got like three on the way too?
Yeah, we just ordered. I ordered one for my wife because she said she want her own thing.
That's a flex right there when you buy your wife a dump truck. You know, most of us are buying our wives purses and shoes, but Jerry got his wife a dump truck. Y'all take notes, folks. So you're going to have nine.
Yeah.
Nine trucks. All right. Cool. Is your wife starting her own company? Is going
to be under? No, she's under JH, but I want her to, so she don't have to dig in my.
So she don't got to dig in your pocket. She have her own joint.
Yeah.
I respect that, bro. That you a smart man.
Yeah.
So that's a long-term investment.
Yeah.
Right? So you just put it on the truck, and that's going
to
take care of the
next
couple
of years. I might need to borrow something that time.
Exactly. That's a fact. All right, cool, man. So let's talk about it, man. I want to learn about the dump truck game in this area, learn about how you built your business, your growth over the years. Like you're a seasoned vet. You've been doing this for, you know, 10 years now, so you know this game in and out. So let's get into the story, man. Let's start with you, man. Milwaukee, born and raised?
Born and raised in Milwaukee. You know, my family, we grew up, we have a lot of bars in Milwaukee, so we know my family from the bar game.
Okay.
So, you know, I took a different approach.
Got you, but entrepreneurship was kind of in your blood.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about being a kid, man, growing up. What type of kid were you? Were you a good kid? You getting in any trouble?
I was a good kid. I was the type of kid, like, wanted to go to bike trails and catch frogs and, you know.
Take
my pit bull down to the river like I'm hunting, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. You never got in any trouble?
As a kid, like in school and stuff. I got into an accident that teacher said I broke his arm or something, like when he was breaking up the fight.
So you were fighting and the teacher said you broke his arm?
Yeah, he broke his arm, but his arm was already broke, like when we came to the school.
Yeah.
But I got in trouble for it. They took me to the children's detention center.
Okay. For... Did you get into a lot of fights as a kid?
Nah.
But that was just kind of one
it
that
was just
happened.
One.
Somebody stepped out of line. You had to check him real quick.
Yeah, he took my necklace.
Oh, it took your necklace. Okay, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, solid. So, pretty good kid for the most part. How was your grades? Decent grades, all that?
It wasn't, you know, one of the best, but they was passing grades, though,
right,
you know.
Right.
I was distracted a lot as a kid.
What was distracting you, man?
Environment, like, you know,
got
big
you.
Cousins, them, they ain't going to school and stuff. So I do stuff like just irritating the class because I really don't want to be there.
You right, kind of being like the class clown?
Yeah.
Got you. All right, cool. So after high school, what do you do?
After high school, I got into some trouble.
Okay.
You know, being in the streets, you know.
Yeah.
At the wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay.
I was in high school, matter of fact.
What happened?
So I was riding with my big sister. Her kid's father, brother.
Her kid's father's brother. Okay.
Yeah, so he was about to drop me off at home, so he was going to make a play while he was dropping me off.
Make a play, what's that mean?
Like, serve some drugs.
Okay, okay, I knew what it meant. I was messing with you.
Okay. Let's make a play. Serve some drugs. So yeah. I was in the car when it transpired, so they gave me a...
All right, guys, Truck and Hustle has now partnered with Transpo CFO, powered by Venning. Transpo CFO offers a streamlined monthly subscription for businesses to consolidate their accounting, payroll, and tax needs into one flat monthly rate, saving businesses a tremendous amount of time and money while making their financial operations much smoother for the long road ahead. Check out Transpo CFO in the description below and tell them Truck and Hustle sent you. Now let's get back to the show.
Party to a crime.
Okay.
So I did 2 years for that.
Got you.
I was a teenager. They weighed me as an adult.
And at that time, you'd never been in trouble before?
I've never been in trouble before, ever.
Got you. So you just happened to be wrong place, right time, end up doing 2 years in prison.
Yeah.
How was that? I know it couldn't have been good.
It wasn't good. Yeah. I was just in prison, a young teenager, you know?
Were you scared?
Well, yeah, when I first... got there, but it was normal. After I sat for about 9 months, I'm like,
right.
You know, I got
just adapted.
I still wanted to get out, though.
I bet you did. Yeah. All right, so after during that 2 years, how old are you? You said you're like 17, 8, 17?
Yeah, I was 17.
So you get out when you're like 19?
I got out when I was 19.
All right, what'd you do in prison to pass your time?
I was going to school because I ain't finished high school at the time, so right. They had put me in school. To try to get my high school diploma.
Okay.
So I was doing school most of the time. Then once I graduated in prison, I went to studio maintenance in prison. So
studio
it's like
maintenance?
A,
okay.
It's like a college course or something in prison. They teach you how to buff floors and
okay.
stuff like that.
All right.
Like strip floors.
Yeah.
You know,
gotcha. Get like a little trade.
Yeah, it's called studio maintenance.
Studio maintenance. Yeah. All right, cool. So you do that and then what next?
So after that, I get out.
You get out. Thank God.
Thank God I got out.
What's the first thing you do when you get out?
I was just trying to, you know.
Trying to stay from going back in?
Yeah. So I start going to like,
Job Corps?
No, not Job Corps. Where they help you get a job at like temp service.
Okay. All right. Got you.
I start going to temp service.
Right.
I was just stacking my money going to temp service.
Doing like odd jobs, like different jobs.
Yeah, like wherever they offer me, I'm going there. So I'm stacking my money. Like, so my grandma gave me an old Blazer. Like, here, you can drive this to go to work and back and forth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work. So sometimes I drive all the way 45 minutes to go to work. And they'd be like, I don't need you. You know, so it's
right
discouraging me.
Exactly.
Like, man, like.
Exactly.
So I keep driving. So I'm going one day. I ain't go to work that day. So I was hopped in the car with my friend. I was like, man, take me to get a haircut. Somebody T-boned us.
Mm.
Hit us bad, you know?
Okay.
So I was like, I wasn't heard of nothing. But, you know, my fiance, she work in the legal field. So I called her like, man, I'm hit and they got insurance. So she, you know, because she always telling me
right. She like, if you ever get hit by a car, make sure you call me.
Make sure you call the office. Make sure you call. You know, I'm broke, man. I'm fresh out. I'm trying to make it. So I called her like, man, I'm hit. They got insurance. They in the wrong. So, you know. Yeah. I just know I got some money coming up.
That is hilarious. Yo, I'm hit. Finally, I got hit.
Yeah.
Nice. So you call her and go ahead.
Keep and she was telling me, like, call the office, set up an appointment with the investigator people so they can come out, take your story, and get you set up for therapy.
Okay.
So I'm just going to therapy. I'm asking her, like, Kayla, how much money they going to give me? How much they gonna give me? She like, just keep going to therapy. You gonna be all
right. Right.
I'm just asking, how much they gonna give me? You know, I'm excited. I'm ready to get money. Because I knew already I wanted a box truck, you know?
So okay.
I'm like,
because so to be the seed money for your box truck.
Yeah, I see my cousin Ian. He riding the box truck. He telling me, I'm getting this much money on the road.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, box truck? Yeah. So I'm calling him every day. How much money you say you getting?
Right.
Well, you know, asking the question. Right, you ready? Right.
Yep.
So I got my lump sum from getting hit.
Okay.
I got like $17,000, $18,000.
Okay. Which is not a whole bunch of money.
No,
but it's something. It's a start.
It's something.
Yeah.
So I went to this place on the south side. He was like, you know, we can get you this truck, but you got to in-house finance. I'm like, nah. So one of my guys called me. They like, you know, you can rent a truck at Enterprise.
Okay.
And start your company off like that. You just got to have your USDOT number and your insurance and everything.
Right.
So I started off with the Enterprise box truck.
Okay. You rented a box truck.
I rented the box truck.
Okay. And what you
went
do
on the road. I'm driving for like a week straight, right? So I'm about to come back home. I go, I'm in Indiana. I drop my load off. I'm talking to my fiance. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to come home. Woo, I'm on the phone, right?
Yeah.
So I go in there at Lowbridge. I tear the whole top off.
Oh, man.
This
your first load with the box truck?
No, it wasn't my first load. It was my first week out.
First week out.
Yeah.
And you excited to get home and you roof the joint.
Roof the whole.
Somebody rent the rental truck.
Yeah, the rental truck. Tow the whole box off.
Man, what happened with that?
I drove the truck home with the box tow off.
I mean, now
everybody looking at, I'm on the highway, everybody like, every time I roll past somebody, they're like.
Now what happened with the, you said Enterprise? You got it from? I didn't know you could rent a box truck from Enterprise.
Yeah,
So what happened with them? Like, did you have to pay them or anything like
that? No, my insurance took care of
it. It was under your car insurance.
Yeah, I had to put it under my DOT and everything like you do when you buy in a semi.
Yeah.
You got to put your DOT number and stuff on that truck.
Okay.
Because they ain't going to insure. You got to make sure your insurance under it and everything.
Got it.
So I get home, man. I ain't take the truck to Enterprise another 2 weeks. I'm so messed up in the head about
I'm
still paying for it. I know I ain't making no money.
Right.
I'm just looking at it outside my window every day at home. Like, man, no, I told it. You see the whole front smashed in.
Man.
Kayla was like, go ahead and take it. You got insurance. I'm like, I know, man. Right. I just say, you know, I ain't want to face the consequences.
Right. Exactly. You had to take it to them and show them what happened.
Yeah.
And I guess he's like, all right, well, you, it's yours now. You got to do something with it. Fix it. Don't bring it to us.
Yeah. Right? So after that, I got discouraged for about 2 years. After that, I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to just save some money. I went to Georgia, bought me a box truck. I caught it for like $14,000.
Okay.
So I was just riding that. I'm like, then I've been riding for like 2 months, you know, on the highway. And I caught myself getting tired and jumping at the wheel like I was sleeping. So I'm like, I can't do this no more, man.
Right. Where were you getting your loads from on the box truck?
I was getting them off of Selective Board.
Select, the load board?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. How was the pay? Was it? Decent.
Back then, I think they was paying like $220 a mile.
Average. You were averaging.
Yeah,
got you. So, like, do you remember like what you were doing like weekly or monthly when you were working with the box trucks?
I was doing maybe like $4,000, $3,500.
Okay, a week. Okay, got you. All right. So, what happens next?
So, after that, I just took a break again. I sold all my trucks.
Okay.
You know, I would just keep trying to find myself. You know, I sold all my box truck to my cousin.
How many trucks did you get up to?
I ended up having 3 trucks.
Okay, so you started buying some more.
Yeah.
Now, so the first one was a rental, but the other two, you said you caught the one for 14.
Yeah.
And then you caught two other
Then
ones.
I bought another one up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And what made me get discouraged on that, I bought that truck. I ran it for like a week or so. and they needed an overhaul. I'm like, man, I can't win,
Can't win for losing.
Yeah, I was like, I was better off staying with Enterprise. I should have got three of them trucks.
Exactly.
But I ain't want to pay the $1,000 every week. You know, right. It's getting in your pocket.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to find every way possible to cut all the middlemen out.
The course. Nah, I got you. Okay, cool. So you said that you got up to three box trucks. And you get tired of it.
I got tired.
What do you do with the box trucks before you take that time?
I sold them all to my cousins.
Sell them all.
All of them. Gave them a blowout deal. Like, man, you buy them too. I'm going to give you that one too.
Give you this one for free.
Yeah. Man, just get them out of here. I just want the money.
Right.
Because my other cousin, GP, his truck's over there in the corner, them white ones that's in the corner parked of it. He was telling me, like, man, I'm making this much money with the dump truck.
Got you. So he was putting you onto the dump trucks.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I don't know how to drive a stick shift, though. He was like, my truck automatic. I'm like, for real? They got automatics? So I was excited when he told me he got that automatic.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was just like, man, I got to get some money, man.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm riding with him every day working.
In the dump trucks.
Yeah.
So you took some time off and then you started working with your cousin.
Yeah.
And just like kind of like being like a co-driver for him.
Yeah. All
right.
I was ready to get in the dump truck. So, you know, I save all my money from the box trucks already. So I'm just waiting to find the right truck for me, like an automatic.
Got you. How much money you got in the bank at this time?
I maybe had like 60,000-70,000.
Okay.
So my cousin, I was like, man, I'm gonna spend all this money on the dump truck. I'm so, you know, like you telling me you make what, $1,000-1,200 a day?
Right.
So I'm just excited, like, you know, I ain't really knowing, like, the back end, like, what else it's going to cost me to run it. But I'm like, I'm finna spend all this money on the dump truck because I hear what you said.
What he's making, yeah.
Yeah, so he was like, no, I'm gonna hook you up with this finance guy where you can just put, like, half of that down and keep you some money for tires and maintenance and all that.
Okay.
So I went through his finance guy. He ain't approved me. Okay. I want to prove for I'm heavy, you know, like, I'm like, man, why I can't get approved? You know, I got good credit.
And what type of truck you trying to get at this time?
I'm trying to get a Caterpillar. It's called a Caterpillar dump truck.
Yep.
It's made under Caterpillar.
Okay. And how much was it going to
cost
you?
The truck was like 105.
Was it brand new?
No, it was like a couple years.
Okay. So you're looking for a used truck.
Yeah.
Caterpillar, you said about 105?
Yeah.
Okay, but you get rejected.
He got me rejected. So okay. I went to one of my old school guys. He owned an Adidas store here.
Okay.
I went down there. I'm heated. I'm like, man, dog, I can't get this truck, man. I'm trying to work, man. It's all I got. He's like, yeah. He was like, you know what, man? I'm going to do this for you. And, you know, I want you to do right by me, you know? He's like, I want you to do right and... He's like, I'm going to go get that truck for you.
Okay. What does get the truck for you mean? How do I even buy the whole truck for you?
He financed the truck. Well, he paid for it cash.
He paid the 105?
Yeah, he paid cash? The 105 cash for me.
Adidas stores must be making some good money.
Yeah. Like, he paid the 105 cash for me. He like, I'm going to get the truck for you. And you just pay me a payment every month for 2 years.
Okay.
So he gave me a reasonable note that I could pay the whole truck off for 2 years.
Oh, that's dope, man.
So,
that's a blessing right there.
He blessed me.
Salute to him.
Yeah, so he blessed me. So he did that for me. I'm ready, bro.
Right.
I'm saying, like, where you sending the money, man? I'm ready to go get it. He's like, calm down. I'm finna get him the check.
Yeah.
I got to do a few things while we going to get it. I'm blowing him up. Hey, you did it. I'm ready to go, man.
Right.
Yeah, so he did that for me.
Okay. So you have the truck, and you still got your $70,000 in the bank, right?
Yeah.
You don't keep your money.
He got it for me.
Right, and now you can just pay him monthly.
I pay him monthly.
All right, so tell me about it. You get your truck, and what do you start doing?
I start calling my cousin GP again. Like, hey, man, I got the truck.
Okay.
Where do I start to get the work from? Where I do this at? He's like, well, I'm going to send you this number. He sent me this lady. Her name's Zora. She on Zayden Trucking here.
Okay.
So she's like, yeah, I'll put you to work. She's like, but one thing, I don't like people that hire, I like owner operators.
Okay.
So she's like, you can't have someone working for you. You got to drive the truck yourself.
Really? That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, why you don't like employees driving the truck? Because she was like, owner operators, they come to work more, and drivers ain't liable. They'll call in and.
But I mean, how does she expect you to grow as a company? At some point, you got to have drivers, right?
Yes.
Unless you have one truck forever.
That's where I'm getting to. Like, okay. So. I'm like, you know, I'm feeling myself. I'm getting money. I'm stacking. I'm getting more money on top of the 70. You know, it's coming in. I'm working every day.
Right.
So I'm buying a truck. I'll buy another truck. I pay cash money for a truck. I drove all the way to Minnesota. Buy me a Mac for $60,000.
Okay.
And she was like, well, what you do that for? Like, telling me, like, why I buy more truck? I understand it. Like,
so this is truck two you're looking
this
at.
Truck two.
And she's like, nah, I just want you to work. You and your one truck.
Yeah. And okay. She making me feel like I was doing something wrong or something. She was like, what you doing that for? I'm like, what you mean? Don't I supposed to grow? You know, like,
right.
I'm trying to have a big company. She was just shooting me down. Like, nah, you don't need to do that.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's other companies in there, right, that worked for her or worked with her?
Yeah, but they was telling me, like, they was like, you get more than one truck with Zora, you ain't going to grow.
Really? So she wants everybody to have one truck because she's like, I guess, like, from her perspective, she wants you to pretty much, like, almost, like, be dependent on, like, the operation. You kind of stay in there. You're working. You're going to show up because... You're not making no money unless you show up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you kind of like locked in.
Yeah,
right?
So she's telling me that. So I'm like, man, I can't stay right here because I ain't growing. I got two trucks now. She only sending me a dispatch for one.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I'm trying to grow. I'm stressing to my fiance. Like,
So real quick, what is she's a broker or what is
she's
she?
She's a dump truck broker.
She's a dump truck broker.
Yeah.
Got you. So she has a who's she working with that she has all these loads and why does she have so much power?
Because she's been in it 30 years, and a lot of people, they ain't helped on getting out there and getting it they sell.
Okay.
They depending on, like, her to send them work all the time.
So that's the route that everybody's going. Everybody's calling her. She any new company, they call her. She gets to work, and nobody goes past that. Like,
yeah.
They start with her.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, you know, I'm coming like, no, it's got to be better, you know?
Right.
So, I went to, the winter here now. She said, ain't no more work. I got these two trucks. I still got to pay my guy a note for the one truck.
Yep.
And I see trucks working every day, flying past me, everything. I'm just sitting here, you know, like, wow, man.
What's
like,
going on?
Yeah.
Hey, what you doing with truck number two?
They sitting.
It's just sitting.
Both of them sitting now.
Well, okay. So even before that, though, did she ever let you work the second truck?
Yeah, when she felt like
it. Okay, got you. Well,
like
it wasn't no guarantee.
I always made more money with one truck than I ever did with two.
So you hired like a driver for that second truck?
Yeah.
Eventually? Okay, got you. But she wasn't really working it like that.
No,
okay,
she
got
was
you.
Just...
She was just sitting it.
Yeah.
She's gonna make you sell that truck one way or another.
Yeah,
something.
Try to make me. I was like.
Try to squeeze you out.
Yeah.
Or smoke you out. All right, good to you.
So yeah, so the winter get here, she called me like, yo, it's dry, man. So like it's the end of the so I pack up, I take my trucks, I tell my fiance, like, I gotta go to Arizona. You know, they working year round down
right,
there.
Right. Ain't no winter.
And my sister live down there. I just wanna keep going. Like, I just wanna get some money. You know, she's like, go ahead. I'm working in Arizona, you know, for the whole winter.
Mm.
I got both of my trucks down there. I'm just, you know.
Who'd you connect with in Arizona?
I was looking on Craigslist. Like, okay. You know, I got
just
that.
Just looking for dump truck drivers or whatever?
Dump truck drivers. People looking for dump truck drivers. I'm calling them like, hey, y'all got extra work or, you know, a company that I can get to that need trucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, they sending me to a company like, try DB Solution down in Arizona. I'm like,
gotcha.
Yeah, they working. So, yeah, I go there. The guy was like, man, I'm going to have you working every day. I never missed a day of work down there. Like,
got you.
They rates lower, but I never missed a day. It's like consistent.
Got it. Got
man.
It. Okay.
So I go down there.
You take both trucks down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I go down there. after the winter over with, spring and stuff, I'm like, I'm coming back to Milwaukee. So I call Zora again, like, hey, Zora, I'm back in Milwaukee. I'm trying to look for work, you know? She like, oh, no, nah, you went to Arizona. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, Zora's the worst. Yo, she's like somebody mom or something, man. She yeah, think that like y'all little kids or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but like, she like, oh, no. Nah. You went to Arizona.
You left me. Now you want to come back.
I'm like, you told me it wasn't no right. work.
It so was a person. It was business. What you expect me to do? Sit and starve?
Like, what you want me to do, Zora?
Yeah,
like,
that's wild.
Like, you know, so she had, I was like, I'm trying to work. Everybody working. She ain't working. Now one of my trucks, man. Mm. Like, now one of my trucks. So I'm just doing my homework. I'm on the computer looking. I talked to my big guy, Spice. He in the dump truck world. He like, man, what you need to do is get your DBE.
Okay.
And your SBE. Mm. I'm like, what's them, Spice?
Right.
You know, I'm getting, you know, you want to listen to them.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah, like, what's them? He like, you can bid on government contracts and city contracts. I'm like, for real? He like, yeah, you won't have to go under nobody. He like, man, a lot of people lazy, so they ain't gonna put in all the work, sending in all the documents they need, like, keep. So I'm like, yeah. I told my fiance, like, man, we need to get a DBE. I don't even know what it is. At the time, I'm just saying it with my guy. Said, I'm like, man, we need to get a DBE. So right. I'm Googling DBE. And, you know, it's popping up, like, minority.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. So she like, I called a lot of people. Like, man, could y'all help me with DBE? They was like, yeah, it's going to be like $3,000.
Okay.
To file your papers. I'm like, wow.
$3,000 to file your paperwork.
Yeah.
Something that's free.
Yeah, and it's free. So I went to this guy. His name, he worked with the DBE people in the neighborhood, like all the minority companies. Mm-hmm. And he printed out the paperwork for me. So I went home and took it to my fiance. She filled it all out and everything. So I'm just waiting every day. I'm like, Kayla, did the DBE get accepted yet? Get the DBE, you know, I'm ready, you know, because I'm tired.
Now, during this time, are you working at all? Or
is
homegirl still sitting you down?
She's still sitting me down.
Okay.
Well, let me fast forward. Let me rewind it a little bit. Yeah. So she set me down. I'm at a barbecue, right? I ain't working at all or nothing. Right. I'm at a barbecue. Uncle Jerry, he brushed up on me like, you know, I'm a supervisor at the gas company out here, like the gas company for homes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, man, what you need to grab is a hydrovac truck.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, what's that? You know?
What you need to do. Everybody telling you what you need to do.
But they don't know I'm going for it. Like, don't tell me something.
Every time they tell you, like, for real? All right, let me go get it.
I went to go buy the hydrovac truck.
Hey, what's a hydrovac truck?
The hydrovac excavation truck. Okay. So it's like a giant vac on there. And it's a pressure hose, probably like 7,500 PSI water pressure hose. And they got a giant vac on there. Say, like, under here, we got a lot of wires and pipes and stuff that you don't want to dig in with the excavator. Mm-hmm. You had a giant vacuum, and you had a PSI, the water PSI, and that cut in the ground because it spit out 7,500 PSI. Like, it'll rip skin. It'll rip you right apart.
Okay.
So that the water is like the drill. And the vacuum suck up all the wetness and the gravel and dirt and stuff in the ground. Like,
okay.
It's like a modern day excavator.
Okay, and how much is that piece of equipment?
So I go out there, I spent
$500,000. $500,000?
Yes.
Hold on, where did $500,000 come from though? You stacking like that?
Yeah, man. He funny.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I mean, I know you're getting your money, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
500? Okay.
I spent $500,000 on this machine, man.
Okay.
Like, because I'm so desperate to get some money. Like, I want to, you know, I want a company.
He trying to get money, but he got $500,000 to spend. You already got money. You already got some money.
It ain't like I paid cash for it.
I'm messing with you.
I finance.
You finance. I know I'm messing with you.
You know, so.
What was the down payment on that thing?
50,000
for a $500,000 piece of equipment. Yeah. And what type of go ahead. Keep on telling your story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You said what type of work?
No, I was gonna say like what type of work do you do with it? You know, I know you do the like I was gonna say how do you get your work? Or, I'm gonna get to that though.
Yeah, like with that, you can suck off, say you got a big building, you know, they got a lot of rocks on there for their roofing. Like a lot of pebbles when they do the roof, they throw rocks on the top of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can get contracts sucking the rocks off so they can retard the roof and things like that. Like,
okay.
It's different.
It's a whole different niche, man, a whole different ballgame.
If I show you, bro, like I put in so much work trying to get that business taken off the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm caught at every roofing company, every construction company.
Okay.
Every utility company.
Got you.
Like everybody, man. I'm calling all the way in Midland, Texas, where they do oil at, puppet oil out and everything.
Right, like fracking.
Yeah, fracking.
Yeah, it's almost the same type of process.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Man, like for real, man. Like I tried it. Like you
so,
know?
You did all that after you bought you spent the 50 down and had this $500,000 piece of equipment.
And I just got it sitting. I ain't making a quarter. You know?
Yes.
I ain't making a quarter. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to find
the way.
I'm trying to figure it out, man.
Okay.
Like, man.
Okay.
So I'm just like, man, you know what? I can't spend $5,000 every month and I ain't making nothing no more.
Right.
I'm finna turn this mug in. I'm finna go get all dump trucks. I'm finna go get some. Now I'm back on the drawing board. I'm back on the dump trucks.
So you never got any work with that thing, with that machine?
I never got not one
you
work.
You purchased it?
As soon as I sell it, these folks called me like, hey. I'm like,
wow. We
already
was looking for work.
I'm about to be broke. I can't hold on to this machine. You know how this machine is?
Yeah,
then I got to
winterize
it and do all this. I can't do it,
right,
man.
Right, right. That's crazy.
You know?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, like, I was trying my best. Like, you know, like, I wanted to be so successful with the trucking because I already got my CDLs and this was, you know?
Right.
Like, I ain't got no real high school diploma.
Right.
I got, from in, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get jobs. It's just bad.
Right,
there's
no plan B, man. It's got
to
work.
Yeah, it got to. Like, I ain't taking no for an answer.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
facts.
I'm calling this old school guy that here. He got one of them business, but they act like they were scared of me because I'm so desperate and determined.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And go get it.
So now the uncle who told you that you need to get one of them trucks, he couldn't even find nothing for you?
He tried his best, but he told me at the beginning, like, I'm not saying you know what I'm saying? I'm like.
He's like, I'm not promising you gonna make now money.
Yeah, he said he promised me, but he's like.
But it could work if you make it work.
Yeah, like, I'm like, for real, I'm just here because I ain't working the dump trucks. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting at home spending money, just like, man.
Right.
Figure it out. I'm calling even guys who drill in the ground.
Right.
I'm pulling up on them work sites looking like, man, what? I'm asking the guy in Texas, like, man, what if I buy you another machine? You think you know what I'm saying? I'm just,
anything you could do.
Yeah. Like, anything to go back to the streets. You know? Like, I'm scared. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm scared of that
because
I've built so much.
Yeah.
And I got a family now. My kids ain't never seen me in no situation like that. So
yeah.
I'm trying to do anything, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Got it. But. Like you said, it doesn't work out, and you end up selling the truck.
Yeah.
Do you lose money on selling
the
truck?
No, I didn't sell it. I didn't lose not a quarter because it was the pandemic, and the trucks was in high demand, so they was paying over the sticker price for them.
So you made money on the truck.
So I made money on it.
Okay. How much you make?
So I made like $30,000 on
it,
you know?
Okay, cool.
They paid $30,000 over the sticker price for it. The guy who sold it to me actually called me like, man, I know you ain't been working because I've been talking to him about it. Like, man, it's been bad for me, you know?
Yeah.
So I made $30,000 over the sticker price. And I was like, man, I'm just gonna buy more dump trucks, something that I know a little more about.
Yeah.
So after this, all my certifications kicked in already.
Gotcha.
Because I got I wasn't even thinking about getting the certifications really for the dump because my uncle told me, like, man, you get these certifications for this equipment, you're going to make $300 an hour. I'm like, what? by myself.
Right. Okay, so you said your certifications kicked in after the pandemic. Yeah. And you bought the
hydrovac.
The hydrovac truck prior to the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So you've been in business for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So prior to that, you were running how many trucks? But before you bought that hydro,
I was running two.
You're running two
dump trucks.
Okay, got you. Yep. So you run the two dump trucks. Then work kind of slowed down. You bought that machinery. It didn't work out. Then the minority business. The certifications kick in.
Then they kicked in.
Yeah, go from there.
Then my fiance, she was like, you know, we getting all type of emails to bid on jobs. I'm like, yeah. Mm. So we just bidding. We don't know what we doing. You know,
what type of jobs are they putting out there?
They like the first job email that came through there, it was bidding on the Wilson Park Creek Ranch.
Okay,
it's a park where they digging out. Like, they digging out the whole park.
Okay.
So, it was so much square feet.
And that's a local job, right?
Yeah,
in this area?
A local job.
All right.
So, they were saying, like, yeah, this is a $5 million job, you know?
Mm.
So, I'm like, bid on it, you
right,
know?
Right,
so,
right.
We bidding on it. We ain't winning that. We just steady bidding.
So, when you look at that and you say, okay, this is a $5 million job, how do you even know how to bid or what to do? Because like you said, you bid, but you didn't
because
get it. So how did you figure that out?
Per truck.
Okay.
Like they say this, like, we'll give you guys $500,000 per truck. You know, so we bid it on that. Like, okay, $500,000 per truck. We get them a rate, like prevailing wage rate. So prevailing wage rate is we got to pay our drivers $56 per hour.
Okay.
That's a prevailing wage. It's called prevailing wage. So prevailing wage, we go higher. We go tell them that we want $140 an hour for prevailing wage.
Okay.
Private work, we go tell them we want $115 because it's private work. We ain't got to pay them.
You don't got to pay the driver that
$56 because that's prevailing wage.
Okay. Got you.
We only give them $56. Like when we say, like, we working on this road right here,
mm-hmm.
we ain't got to go off the road. We got to stay right here on the road. Like, that's what it's called, prevailing wage. But if we pick up the dirt from this road and we taking it maybe 3-4 miles away,
yeah,
that's non-prevailing.
That's non-prevailing wage.
Yeah.
So, okay, so when you're still sticking with this contract, so you have to basically line by line tell them how much you're going to pay your driver. Right, whatever that rate's gonna be, that's gonna be prevailing wage.
No, they tell us like,
or they're telling
job,
you how much.
Yeah, they tell us like this job prevailing wage. So once they tell us it's prevailing wage, we already know how much we gotta pay the driver,
right?
Because it's a government
it's
job.
It's a government, right? Exactly.
And
so
we gotta pay
contract.
Them so much per hour,
right? That prevailing wage is what the rate is, regardless. You can't make the rate up; the government makes the rate.
Yeah,
up.
Like that $56, the government made that up. But we can tell them like we want $140,
mm-hmm.
so we can afford to pay the $56.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you. So you have to basically take that rate that the driver gets paid, and then you have to add all your costs and all
Gas
your expenses
and
into
expenses,
it.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of figure that out? That was just like you sat down and kind of just
broke down these
trucks.
You bust your insurance down. Say your insurance $800 a truck. You break it all the way down to the minimal dollar, like. Say if it's 800 trucks, so it'd be like, yeah, I pay $50 a day for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I pay $115 a day for gas. I pay my driver $275 a day. So you add that up, and you at least want to make, I don't know what everybody else want to make, but I at least want to make at least $600 profit a truck,
okay.
each truck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm making $600 profit a truck, I'm happy. It's a good day for me.
Got
you. Know?
You. How meticulous were you when you did those numbers? Did you like really like go in and
I give myself
down?
At least a 10% room so I can
wiggle room for mistakes.
Room. Yeah.
So you figure it out and you say, let's throw another 10% on top of that just
yeah.
in case that math wasn't perfect.
Just in case.
Okay, got you.
Because me and my wife bid it on a job and it was a prevailing wage job and they giving us $115. We got to pay, just say we got to pay them. They doing 12 hours a day. We got to get them $600 a day. Gas, $300. So where we at? $900.
Mm-hmm.
And we only making $1,200 a day?
Right.
It ain't adding up. The driver making more than you. He might as well own the business.
There you go. There you go. That's a fact. That's a fact. All right, but that first one, you said you didn't win that contract.
Yeah, so the second
one, somebody was coming a little bit lower than you potentially, probably, yeah. Right? Okay.
So the second one, we won, but we really ain't know what we was doing. That's why I told you it was that 115 and we really lost. Like,
So you underbid.
Underbid myself.
You did, because
I really didn't, but the gas had went up on us when we bid it.
Okay.
So it hurt us, like, right. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't expect that.
You didn't
account for the gas.
No, sir.
Or the fuel.
This was my first time experiencing that gas change. So I'm like, I bid it on what makes sense and was fair. But when the gas came in, them guys ain't want to work with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like running for nothing. This year.
Yeah, because fuel is right.
This year, I was running for nothing. And what saved me, man, the grace of God, what saved me, they never sent the contract back signed. They never
a
sent
little oversight. So you looked at the contract. You're like, hold on, this ain't
I called my wife
because
I'm so hurt. Like, I'm working. I'm not making no money. My truck's tires popping. I'm not making nothing, man. I'm just, yeah. I'm devastated.
You hustling backwards.
I'm going through it. Like, I'm telling her, like, I can't do this. I don't care if I got to shut these trucks down. I'm not working for free.
Right.
I'm not doing it. She's like, Van, just calm down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I spend my money in this. Like,
for sure.
My everything. Like, yeah, I put so much work in these trucks, man. It's pathetic. Like, so I'm telling her, like, I'm like, I can't do this, Kayla. I cannot do this.
Right.
I'm going. She's like, just calm down. We're going to make it work. I'm like, I got to pull my trucks off this contract. We're going to be broke.
Right.
We're going to be broke.
Oh, man.
So, you know what I'm saying?
But she kept you cool.
She kept me cool, like, because I'm ready to go crazy, man.
Right.
You know, I'm paying for a wedding. I'm paying for a house to get built off the ground. I ain't got no time to make no mistakes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for these people making money, and I'm not making money. Y'all getting satisfied. Y'all getting the job done, and y'all ain't want to willing to work with me to even give me 130, 125 for the job, man.
Right.
I feel like it wasn't right. Then I ain't going to say the construction company, but I felt out the other guys, they was getting paid more than me, man. Like, that's when it hurt me more. Like,
gotcha.
These guys using me, yo. Like,
Now were the other guys on it through the government as well, or they were just a private company?
They was on there with the government.
They were on through the government too.
And some of them was private, and they was still making it more than me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was feeling some type of way about that. Like, wow, like, they working me, you know?
Wow.
And my fiance, she like, just record everything and keep stuff documented, you know?
There you go.
Make
good,
sure you
good
keep
advice.
Stuff documented.
Good advice.
I was getting picked out, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they was picking on me because we sent the contract in there naked. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I'm saying, naked is, we just signed it. We ain't telling them our stipulations, what we want, what we getting out the business, like. Prices of fuel may change. You know, we ain't put nothing.
Right. You didn't redline nothing. You didn't add nothing to it.
We
it just
ain't
what,
add
it was
nothing.
What it was.
So they found out we was green, you know, like they
right.
They
like, oh,
knew
yeah,
at
we
this.
Got them. They don't have no lawyers or nothing looking through this.
Nothing.
Not, right. It's just they signed whatever we gave them.
So they was like, we green. The grace of God, man. I asked my wife, like, can you send me these contracts? Because at the point, I'm messed up in the head because I ain't making no money. I've been working with them for 2 months. I ain't making no money. I'm making bare minimum. A tire bust, my whole day gone. I'm not making no money, you know?
Right.
I just ran for free. I got to pay my driver for sitting. You know, I got to pay for the tire.
Yeah.
I ain't making nothing. Like, I just sit down looking at my account. Like, it's going backwards, man. Like, for real, man. Like, it's going backwards.
Right.
I'm like, something ain't right here, man, you know?
Wow.
Like, I ain't making no money.
That's crazy. And then you said the contract wasn't signed?
Yeah, it's called a form. They never, my wife signed it and sent it back, but they never signed it back to.
So that means the actual agreement was never executed?
Yeah, it wasn't executed.
It wasn't an agreement.
And they can't even, and she's so good, you know, she was with the law firms.
Yeah, she's
the
one who got you the money from the beginning, right?
Yeah. So she like, man, it's not, the deal is not done if they ain't sending it back to me with them.
She's a goat.
If they ain't send it back to me, signed,
yeah,
it ain't really
done.
Good.
We got to go negotiate.
She said, and if they try to do anything,
it's gonna be
wild. I want to see the date that they saying they sent the email to me with the paper signed.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So she on it. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I think
we got something here.
Yeah. Cause I was talking to this guy, Ryan. He good at the trucking. He like over this thing called United Truck Dump Truck Association.
Okay.
So he right now he working on rates. He trying to get stuff right because you know tires
for everybody.
For everybody, tires expensive, parts expensive. Like right now, I got a truck that's in the shop that the motor blew out. It been in the shop since March, and Detroit they ain't came up with the motor yet. I'm losing right now as we speak.
Right, and you still it's gotta pay a new for that truck.
It's under warranty, everything.
What?
I've been calling these people. It supposed to be here the first of this month. I called them. They said, no, we push it back to 9/8. I'm like, wow. So I'm just, you know, I'm like, all I'm thinking in my head, like, man, I'm going to do better next year. Like, you keep trying to keep positive, you know, so.
Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
So with the contract not being signed, finish that. So were you able to get out of that situation, or did they renegotiate the situation?
No, I called the guy like, man, hey, could we negotiate the rate? He never called me back. So I pulled my trucks out of it. They never called me.
Okay.
So it is what it is on that job. Yeah, because I wasn't making a penny. I had to pay my drivers $56 an hour. I'm only getting paid $115.
Right.
So you can look at that right there. Ain't even the gas.
Right. And this is a government contract.
Government contract.
So government contracts ain't always what it's cracked up to be.
If you don't do your homework.
Your homework and do everything right.
Yeah.
So what did you go back to doing once you pulled the trucks out?
I've been going to all my private contractors. I got another contractor. He gave me a nice rate for prevailing wage.
Okay.
So he making sure we making money, you know. A lot of people, these contracts before they sell or for a friend, you know, like, they don't be wanting us to get in, bro. Like, it's hard for me. Like, I've been fighting, like, just to get directly with these construction workers.
What's the difficulty about it? They don't want to have the conversation. They don't like to talk direct. They want to go through a broker. Like, why is it so hard to get direct?
A lot of them told me, like, if you don't got enough trucks, they ready to go through a broker because they could call one broker and they bring 50 trucks, you know?
Right.
Or call a broker like, yeah, I need 30 of them.
Right.
But I don't think that's fair, like, because it's guys, brokers, they pick out who they want to work. Like, if they got friends, he got 12 trucks, he gonna put his friend out and we gotta sit, you know? Like, everybody, they put all their people out that they've been working with, and we all got to sit.
Right. How often, like, I mean, so is when you're working directly with the private, you know, companies or whatever, is your truck consistently kind of running for the most
part? Yeah, you consistent running. And when you with brokers, they say when it start raining, they be like, oh, ain't no work. But I see now when I'm directly, when it's raining, they still call us for work, you know?
Mm.
Like, they tell us no work, and they let all their people go out, like seniority. If you got seniority with them, they let them go out.
Okay. But when it's raining, you can't really move the dirt, though, right?
But you got different jobs, like hauling stone.
Okay. So these brokers control all of that stuff, too? Like, the stone and everything like that? So,
All the brokers, they've been in the field 30, 40 years, so they still think they can just control us, but they all older, though. So now I'm coming in, I'm trying to come in with an app, I'm trying to come in with stuff like modern, you know, like I'm the next thing popping, like, you know,
right.
Like y'all got to move out, because all the older brokers, they don't want you to bring the paperwork to them, they want to do all that. I'm coming up with emails, like send it over, coming up with an app, take a picture. Put your gas in there, and everything is submitted, and everything will pop up. Stuff like that, you know.
Right. Like, this is stuff you're bringing to them, and they don't want to deal with that.
No, the construction company actually told me he liked my idea.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'm just trying to say, like, how all the older people that, like
how they feel about it.
They don't want to help the new people, but if they don't help us, and they just die out. It ain't nobody gonna be no game. I'm gonna tell you this. Like the broker I was messing with, she was telling me one rate, like this was the rate we getting. So once I start being on my own and put that rate in, she telling me that the going rate, they like, oh no, you stupid. You getting lower than what, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, how I'm getting lower and you telling me that's what we was getting paid the whole time.
Hold on, I got confused on that one. Just explain that one more time.
So I'm saying like the brokers, right? Mm-hmm. They give us a rate when we running under them. Mm-hmm. They give us a rate like, yeah, this is what we going, this the job, this is how much he's getting paid.
Let's say it's $100 a load, right?
Say it's $100 okay. a load.
Yeah.
And the broker like, yeah, this is $100 a load. Now I'm on my own. I don't got no broker. I'm going directly. I'm bidding. They see me, they see my number on the platform, mm-hmm. like, oh, he bid this on the job. Now they telling me I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? From bidding for that number.
Okay. But they ain't the same number that they was trying to pay you before?
Or? Yeah, the same number they was paying me. They ain't, you know what I'm saying? They ain't telling me the real game. You know, they just got me bidding low. Like, oh, this is what they going for.
Right.
But they actually bidding higher. And when I bid that low, they saying I'm messing up the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm bidding too low and I'm lowering it up.
Right, yeah, okay. You're cheapening the price.
Yeah, and I'm cheapening the price, but you ain't keep it real with me from the get and tell me like this the real price. I'm taking money off of you.
Because the brokers got to make money.
Yeah, but look, they get their 5%, but I'm talking about higher than the 5%.
They're marking it up way higher than that.
Yeah, like
so they trying to make they 10, taking 15, 5%, 20%.
They taking their 5% off the 100, but the 115 they got, they pocketing the 15 and still giving you 95 because they took their 5% off your 100. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. It's a dirty game, man.
Yeah, see?
It's a dirty game. So the key to survival is
you got
to
go get it yourself.
Going direct.
Yeah.
So how do we do that? What's the best way to go
direct? The best way to do is go knock on doors, go talk to them yourself.
Talk to who?
Go talk to the contractors.
The contractors as in the people who are out there. Like, where do you find them?
You find the contractor. You see them on the highways. You get out, pass out your car. You see them.
Gotcha.
Like, here go my car, man. You need any work, contact me, man. I'm DBE certified.
Gotcha.
That's all they want to hear is you certified.
Gotcha. And so they don't mind working direct like
they
that.
They don't mind working with you, but people so...
They'll trick you into thinking that, you know, like what you said, if you don't have a certain amount of trucks... You know, they're only going to deal with you unless you have, you know, 30 plus or 50 plus trucks. So that's why you got to go through us.
Yeah.
They're giving them, they're keeping them. It's like job security.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They
keep you tricked.
Yeah.
But if you go direct.
I ain't letting them trick me no more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going direct to everybody. Like, then the lady, she was telling everybody I'm stealing her clients and stuff. The broker I was messing with, she like. Oh, you stealing? How I'm stealing your clients and everybody working with these people? Like everybody that's got a trucking
right.
company.
It's the only people to work for, right?
You know, you ain't even want to work my two. You only want to work one of my trucks.
Right.
So I knew I can't grow with you. I got to go do
something else.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So when you do that, how much does? Because you did that, right? So how much does your pay increase once you do that? You
wow.
paid a lot more. Like, what was the difference?
The
and what
difference
you started getting for your work now.
I may be making 20% more than 20% I want.
20% more. Just by going direct.
Direct.
Everything else is the same. But just because you cut her out, you make
20% more.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I get to put my rate on it. I talked to an old friend. He was like, man, don't be scared to tell them your rate. They love to pay it.
What does that mean? They love to pay it.
Like, they gonna be more than happy to pay it. This is my old school guy's name, Todd. Shout out to Todd.
Okay.
He got Gorman Trucking. He maybe got like 14 dump trucks here.
Okay.
He an older guy.
Okay. Okay.
I call him for everything. He be like, what's up, man? He one of them smooth talking.
Yeah.
He's like, Van, one thing, don't scared to tell them your rate. They love to pay it.
Got it. So and you found that to be true.
Yeah, I found it to be true.
So when you're putting your rates together, like what's your process for figuring out how much you want to charge for a job?
Cause I figure out what's the like how far we're going, what's the gas percentage.
Do you have all that information up front?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, does the job ever change?
You pay like $10 for a printout.
Okay.
And it show you point A to point B, what we moving, how many tons they expecting you to bring in, how many tons they expecting you to move out. So, you know, you get all that.
Okay.
So you can determine what you
so you do all, all that math.
Yeah.
So and have you ever gotten a rate rejected? Like when you put like propose like okay, this is my rate, you had to come down.
Yeah, I got a lot of them rejected. I be trying to see what I can go, right. You know, like man, let me see what they really want to pay. Like,
right. So, you just throw it out there and see if it stick, right?
Yeah. Sometimes they end up calling you anyways when the job when some companies can't fulfill
The job, the work. Like the capacity.
Yeah, so they call you anyways.
Got like, you.
Come on, man. I guess we're
got you. How many companies do you usually see out there with you know other dump truck companies, like at the sites that you go to?
How many dump truck?
How many different companies? Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot, man. Okay. Yeah, it'd be a lot.
Okay, got you. Do you talk with the other companies at all? Or do you just kind of do your thing and move?
I talk to some companies. I just be wanting to see what's going on. Yeah. Like, what's the rates and what,
figuring out what they got going on.
Yeah.
How many different types of jobs do you do? Like, because you said moving the sand. I mean, the stones.
Most of my jobs I do earth moving.
Okay.
Like excavating work.
Okay.
And we haul out and we bring in gravel.
Okay.
So in the wintertime, now this is my first winter contract. I just got a contract with the salt. So we're going to be hauling salt this winter. Like, okay. It's been going great for me. Like,
was that through government contracting as well?
Like, yeah. Like every time. Yeah, certification. Like, this our first year that we've really been getting contracts. Like,
yeah.
Back to back, they calling us. You know, we look at our Google searches and everything. Like, we getting real feedback and they really messing with the company. Like, everybody call us now. Like, okay. Y'all got extra trucks? Y'all got trucks?
Yeah.
We got to turn them down. Last year, I was just crying, you know? Right. So nobody.
So things did like a complete 360.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm ready to order trucks. But again, my fiance like, slow down.
Right.
We gonna grind it. We gonna see what, you know?
Right.
I'm ready to get the ordering because I feel like I got it now. But she like, just slow down. We're going to take our time and we're going to build it right. And just, you know.
Yeah. Got you. So you said this winter will be your first?
This is my first.
Okay, so you haven't done it yet.
I did it last year for another company.
Okay.
Just to see how it was. But he was taxing me 10%.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm like, I just went to see. And I went there and I went to the main guy. I seen him out there. I gave him my card. I was like, man, I got 7 certifications, man. Like, you know, we working. I just want to, you know, build a relationship with you.
Yeah.
I called him every Monday. Hey, man, it's Jerry. JST Lines. What's up, man? I just want to check on you. Make sure everything good. Just keep calling.
Right.
I took donuts to his office. Like, you know, I'm there.
Right.
Do everybody I got a contract with right now took donuts to their office.
Donuts is the key to success,
took
man.
The donuts to him. I took a rate sheet, and me and my fiance, I took both of our cars there.
Okay.
I'm just keep going back. They like, man, I'm tired of seeing this guy in our office.
We got to give him some work. So
I'm tearing the dough down every time.
Man, that's what you got
to
do.
I'm tearing it down. They like, we got to, all winter, I'm working. My other guys know was telling me they got dump trucks too. They was like, man, we ain't getting out here and do that. Now, right now, to this day, I talked to him on the phone. He said, man, I got to get out there this winter. I got to go dough to dough. I see it working. I told you to get out here with me. I went to the DBE conference. I let them get to see me. I got to talk and shake hands with a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just trying to get my face familiar out here in the world. I go to every conference. Like, they had some at the courthouse about the rates. I went there.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only black guy in the building, man. Mm. Only one.
Wow.
I was like, wow. You know, like, this. I'm sitting there talking to them, everybody, talking to the people running for government, everything. They were sitting there trying to hear our opinion about the rates and what they can do better to make our business grow.
Got you.
So I'm there, like, I'm front
row.
Did
you get to talk? Did you get to say anything?
I was nervous.
You just sitting there, sitting back?
Yeah. I was nervous. Yeah, like, like, dang.
You said this year I just listen. And then maybe next time I come back around, I have something to say.
I talked to the guys after it was over with one-on-one to hear. And it was like, man, we proud of you coming here, you know. So,
I mean, that's important. That's a jewel right there. That's where the decisions get made.
Man. I just try to do anything that will help my business right now, man. Like, I don't want to be shortcut nothing. Like, anything they say is going to help me, I'm there, front row, center. Like, I'm trying to be there. Cause I really believe my house, my business gonna be a house brand here. Like,
like a household name in Milwaukee.
Yeah, because everybody in our age, when they talk about trucks, they mention me out the gate. Like, I be getting FaceTime calls. Like, you know him? Like, I know him in the truck. But they be FaceTime. Like, oh, this is my guy Van. He got the trucks. So I know I'm doing something good around
people,
here.
People are looking up to you. People are aspiring to do what you do. Now that's dope. So when you said you're doing for the wintertime, did you buy plows too?
No.
Oh, you're just going to do spreading the sand?
I'm looking into giving me a front-end loader.
Front loader, okay.
Because my guy, Jeff, he like an uncle to me. He hooked me up with this guy. They be cleaning off bus stops and doing that stuff for the city.
Okay.
So you got to have a front-end loader to do it for the snow.
Got it. So you'll just be doing the spreading. Yeah. The sand, right? Yeah. What you gotta do is like raise a dump and just like let it like spread out.
Just
let it spread. Yeah. Okay. That's dope. And this is the first year you'd be doing that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So the business is to kind of bring it full circle. You said you got 6 trucks now.
Yeah.
Right? You said you're ordering 3 more.
Yeah.
Cause you're growing.
Well, I'm ordering 2. Caleb. You're ordering 2.
The wife is getting her 1.
Yeah.
And the regular work that you'll be doing with that is
excavation.
Yeah, excavation stuff.
Yeah, I like excavation better.
Okay, all that. How big do you want to grow this company?
For right now, I want to do 20 trucks right now. That's just for right now. 20. If I go past that, it'll be blessing.
Okay.
Like, for right now, I think 20.
Why the number 20? Any particular reason? Just sound good?
20, I think about 20,000 a day, but it's really 10,000 a day. But it's probably more than 10,000, but always the money I'm heading for, I want to have 2 of it, if it makes sense. Like, I really want 10,000 a day.
Right.
But for me to make 10,000 a day, I got to make 20,000 a day.
Ah, okay. Got you. So right now you do, like, currently off a truck, you said about 500-600 a truck?
600 a truck.
A truck, okay, a day. Yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, that's a great goal. So 20,000 a day would be... How much? What would that be a year?
20,000 a day?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be 20. That's 400 a month, right?
400 a month.
Times 12.
Times 12.
So that's...
We don't do public math, but...
That's 4.8, right?
4.8 million?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's a nice little living. You could probably... Yeah. Do a little something with that.
Yeah, a little something. Trying to, you know.
You could do a little something with that. So let's talk about that. That's gross revenue. So by the time you take expenses, what are you netting?
I'll say 12,000 a day.
Okay.
Well, after I pay the trucks and
after
everything,
you pay everything off, what are you getting?
I should be making at least 8,000 a day.
Okay. Got it. Not bad at all, man. Not bad at all. So 20 trucks.
Yeah.
All right, cool. How long do you think it's gonna take you to get there?
Not that long.
Yeah.
If I keep my foot on the pedal, it's gonna get me there.
Yeah.
Cause right now it's like I'm doing 10 trucks. Cause I just started night shift, so I got 6 of the day, 4 at night.
Okay.
So you know, I sacrifice and let all my drivers drive in the day, and I'm gonna be at night with the other 3 guys.
Got you. And that's another thing. You still driving. You're still in a truck.
Yeah, I'm still driving.
What is there a reason why you feel like you need to stay in a truck? Do you need to stay in a truck, or do you just choose to stay in the truck?
I need to stay in the truck. I say I need to stay in the truck because if I'm not in the truck, I get busy and wondering. And where I'm from, like, I don't want to, you know, think about other stuff. I just want to stay working in the truck. And when I'm not in the truck, I get bored. So bored lead to something else.
Yeah. 20 trucks, you still in the truck?
Huh?
20 trucks, you still in the truck?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I can find something else to do.
Nah, I can dig it. I
can
definitely
dig it. I can go on vacations and stuff like that.
Nah, for sure, man, for sure. That's dope. So any advice to someone trying to get in the dump truck game, man? We have a lot of brothers who people want to get in the game. What would be your advice?
I think they just need to do a lot of homework, because I learned off of mistakes, you know? So it's best if you got someone that'll put, you know, make you learn it, like, put you through school. I think you should go to school to get your license. Some people prefer not to drive dump trucks, but I think if you're going to be heads-on in the business, I think you should drive, because your drivers can't tell you anything and you know how everything go. Like,
yeah.
I say, like, because my drivers, Matt, they be in Madison, Wisconsin, right? I drove the job before, so I could call them. Diesel expensive right now. So I could tell them, like, hey, man, just put 150 in there today, because I know that'll get you through the day.
Right.
If I ain't hands-on, I want to know how much it burnt and what's the route. I could text them, like, hey, go to this rock curve. You got to take this way. It's a truck route. You know, I could just invent them for doing a lot of stuff.
Makes sense. Biggest mistake you think you've made coming up? What was the biggest mistake that – you said you made a lot of mistakes. So what do you think was the biggest mistake that you made?
Up in the trucking?
Yeah, in trucking.
The biggest mistake was trying to grow too fast. Yeah, like I try to grow too fast, because when you getting the money, everything black out. And you like, well, if I get 10 of these, I can hurry up and get the money.
Right.
But you got to think about your expenses, and you still got to live after you maintenance the trucks and take care of gas and your drivers and stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, I should get 10 trucks, but I ain't thinking about my account getting sucked dry till these companies pay me, you know?
Right.
So that was my biggest mistake, trying to grow fast.
Got it. How talking about, do the companies pay you? Are you getting paid weekly, month? How does the pay work?
I got some contractors, they pay me weekly, and I got some pay me every 2 weeks, and some pay me every net 30.
So on a net 30, do you get factoring?
No.
I just
wait the 30
days.
You just
wait it out?
Yeah.
So you have enough to cash flow for your drivers and everything?
I try to move my trucks around to satisfy all my contractors, but at the end of the day, I try to move them around where I can get some of that weekly money, some of that every 2 week money, and 30 day money.
So supplement for that.
So my weekly money can
pay for
everything.
Now the net 30 accounts, are those usually the government contracting, the government stuff?
No, it's like down here in Milwaukee, a lot of contractors pay net 30. In Madison, an hour away, all the contractors pay every week.
Gotcha.
So I like the every week money.
Of course.
Yeah. So
it's the same money, but yeah, you want
a lot of
money
people be saying
possible.
Like, you drive all the way up to Madison, yeah, bro, because I don't want to dig in my pocket. That's
right.
I got to keep that money in rotation, you know.
For sure. Do you ever have any problems getting paid from these contractors?
No, I haven't. In Texas, I did.
What happened?
I worked for this contractor for 2 weeks. I went up there and he ain't pay me the money.
Never did?
Never did. Like, he never.
To this day?
Never to this day.
Like my man Deontay, to this day. Why? Why he ain't pay you?
He just, I don't know. He just ain't pay me. Stop answering the phone.
Oh, wow.
Everything. And I was standing in a hotel down there in Texas.
Like, and there was no recourse? Like, there was nothing you could do about it? You didn't have, like, paperwork saying that you delivered the stuff? Or
I had the paperwork and everything. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just catch my blessing another way. And I just kept moving, you know?
Mm.
And I was messed up about it. I called my fiance again. I always call her. I'm standing in the hotel. We trying to transition to go to Texas. So I took one of my trucks down there just trying to see how it go.
Yeah.
And the guy played me. So, you know, I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
I spent all my gas money, everything, you know, going, dumping the load.
Yeah. But something like that is like a very random occurrence. Like, that wouldn't happen in the dump truck world.
No,
right?
It don't happen too often. Like, you know, so I was messed up behind that. Like, wow.
Yeah, you can't be taking losses like that.
No, man. Like, I was calling him and everything. Like,
was
I was going to call the workforce on him, everything.
Was he like a broker?
He was a broker.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what made me want to get my own work too.
Yeah.
I gotta be control of it.
Shady broker.
Yeah. So now, My wife got probably like 20 trucks broker under her with the dump trucks.
Okay, so she's brokering.
Yeah,
gotcha. I was gonna ask you about that. Why don't you broker at all? Because I know a lot of people.
Because I'd rather for her to get the money. I got my truck money, and she could just get that. Again, I gotta keep her up out of here. I gotta keep her up out of there, man. So, I'd rather set her up.
So basically, she could leverage your relationships and broker some additional work when they have more capacity. Like, oh, you know, van running this lane. I got something for you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I let every truck I get, I just send it her way. Like, go ahead. She gonna take care of you.
Okay.
She gonna take care of you.
Okay. Smart. Another income.
She brokered hot shot, semis, and box trucks.
Okay.
And dump trucks.
Okay, she deep in the game. She doing her thing.
She do it all.
Like you said, you got to borrow money from her.
I got to borrow something from her.
Nah, that's what's up. Dope. All right, cool. Well, I think that sounds like that's about it, man. So we at about to be 9. We on our way to 20 soon.
Next time you come back, we should have that 20 lined up.
You know,
20
probably be in an even a bigger space or something like that. You know,
bigger
what I'm
space,
20
everything.
Lined up, and I might have to meet you somewhere in the island though, because you're gonna be on vacation, right?
Yeah,
and that 20's here, so
I'm gonna pay for you and your wife to meet us up.
Right. Facts.
Y'all come over here.
No doubt. I love it, man.
Yeah, so man, whoever trying to get in the world, they just need to, you know, proceed to what they want to do. Just keep going, you know, keep going. Like, I'm bought other trucks. Like, this ain't going to work. I rewrote my business plan so many times. Yeah. Like, it ain't just a smooth sailing. So, I just want them to do their homework. If they willing to get in the business, don't think it's just because they friend doing good. It's different strokes with different folks.
That's a fact. Do you finance your trucks?
Yeah, I finance.
How do you do it with your banking and your finances? Like, are they giving you like 0% down?
I'm like 3%.
3%?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they, my last truck, they gave me with no money down.
Okay. Okay.
Like, so I'm like, oh, I must be
so
doing
now you,
good.
Now you the man. Now they
messing with me now.
Once you get that no money down,
I had to call Kayla again. Like, hey, Kayla, you, guess what? They said nothing.
No money down.
For the dump truck. I started off putting 50 grand down. You know?
Right.
So,
that's a big
accomplishment for me.
And allows you to be able to grow as long as you have the work to continue to, you know, work the trucks and everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. Like, I could just see my business growing now. Like, it's just, because I get a call every day from a different contractor. Like, hey, you guys got trucks available?
Right.
I see myself turning them down. Like, no, I don't got nothing. Yeah. You know, like, I ain't got nothing. Even the 20 trucks she subcontracting, they all gone. Like,
yeah.
We don't got nothing.
Man, it's a good position to be in, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, having to work, everybody's busy. You know what I mean?
Everybody busy.
It's a beautiful thing. So
I was just crying last year, man.
No doubt. Yeah. So do you recommend the dump game for somebody want to get in the truck?
I think the dump game for anybody that want to get in is good. Just do your work, your homework, so you don't have no surprises. Like, oh, I ain't know about this. Just do your homework. Any business going to work out for you. Just as long as you stay consistent, do your homework, and you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
You don't want to go in there blind, because I'm telling you, these trucks will make you or they'll break you, man.
Whew. That's a fact.
They'll make you or break you, for real.
I love it. All right, man. Well, we gonna wrap it up. Before we wrap, we always have to have a final thought, right? Which is gonna be something spiritual, entrepreneurial, whatever you want to leave the audience with, and then let everybody know where to connect with you, learn more about JH Alliance. What made you name the company JH Alliance?
I named it after my kids. My son named Jameer. He's a 13-year-old, and my daughter Haven.
Okay, my daughter's middle name is Haven.
Haven.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Carly 10 Haven. Years old.
That's dope.
She's a dancing animal.
She's having
me all around the world.
That's what's up.
Dancing.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
She dance.
Nice. Quake, like that's like your daughter, man. She do the step. His daughter does step. And she's all around the country stepping. All over the place. That's a whole nother job, right?
Yeah.
Taking her all over the dance.
That's what my wife take her everywhere. Yeah. She's like, we in Orlando this week. We here.
Right, she be
dancing against the Dancing Dolls, everybody.
Oh, wow. That's
she
crazy.
Really, she good.
She's big. She's official.
She good.
That's what's up. Why Alliance? Why you make Alliance the name?
Because my fiance's sister, she's like, I think you should put an A on your business so when you Google it and everything, it'll pop up like on top, you know? Like a lion, so and the lions go
like in terms of like alphabetical order.
Yeah,
does that work in Google?
Yep,
she must know something that we don't know.
Because now I'm like the third in Google. Now you couldn't even find my name at first.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that one before.
And she told me a second reason she told me to pick a lion because she's like, if the trucking company don't work, you can always use JH Alliance for anything.
I like that.
It ain't JH Alliance Trucking. You can use your credit you built up, anything. Just say like you got into a bad accident, anything in your truck, and it caused you to lose your DOT number or anything.
Right.
You can still use JH Alliance for a whole nother business. You got the credit to establish in the business.
Right.
You know, you got history with the business, you know, so
make it vague, you're not pigeonholed into
you just
any
not
particular
one
niche.
Thing
makes sense. I like that. Good advice. Yeah. All right, so let's get to the final thought and then let everybody know where they can connect with you. You can start with that. Where can people reach you on social media, wherever you're at?
You can reach me at VanDam51 on IG, or you can on LinkedIn is Jerry Rogers at JH Alliance on LinkedIn. You can reach me there if you guys have any questions or any inquiries about dump trucking. I'm here to help you guys. So just reach me out. Again, on IG is VanDam51.
No doubt. And final thought, what do you want to leave the audience with? Parting words.
I just, like I said before, like if you're going to get into it, just do your homework. And when you get into it, don't quit. Just keep going. I know it's going to be some hard times and it's going to be some good times, but just get through it. We just got to pull through.
No doubt. I love that. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Hustle fam, you know what we do around this time. If you smell something burning, it's only a desire. Myself, Jerry Van, JH Alliance, we out.
If you twisted, confused, or stuck about trucks, don't be dumb. This is the place to come. Truck and Hustle. Let's go!